News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Burnout is a phrase most often associated with high-stress jobs and difficult long hours in the workplace, but apparently it applies to people trying to find love through dating apps. Mairead Lochman is with us, founder of Love HQ Matchmaking. Mairead, how exactly do people end up stressed and burnt out from dating?
But first of all, they're not giving up on finding love. They're giving up on the endless swiping. So originally when apps were created, and you have to remember, Tinder's only 13 years old. So it's not like we've been doing it for years. It's only kind of one generation of daters have been using online dating. So what happens with, originally, as I said, they were, like to help people to find love. Whereas now they're kind of, the algorithm is actually keeping them in the loop. So it's not really like being in a Vegas casino. They're going around in circles. So what people are reporting, it now feels like work, endless messaging, ghosting, regular rejection. So for a lot of people, they are feeling burnout.
But how many people are they working their way through? Surely you find somebody, swipe in the appropriate direction and go out with them.
Well, for a lot of people, and the stats actually show, if you're online dating properly, you should be swiping and talking to people online for an average 14 hours per week. So you add that on top of a stressful... Yes. So you add that on top of a stressful job, on top of commuting, on top of trying to meet up with your friends and have a bit of like real human interaction.
Hang on a minute, Marie. Most people don't talk to their spouses for 14 hours a week. How are you spending 14 hours a week swiping and chatting?
I know, but that's what the stats say. For a lot of people, they are swiping. You have to remember, the talking stage, you could be talking to someone for 5, 6, 7 hours, have a date arranged for this weekend, wake up on Saturday morning and go to check your app and they've ghosted you. So what do? You have to start all over again. So for a lot of people, because they have had this regular rejection...
Sorry, walk me through this again. I'm new to this. You talk to somebody for 5 hours before you go for a date?
Some people do. And that's actually Well, about everything, getting to know them. A lot of people are trying to filter them. And so that's why I actually say, when I'm, saying to people, if you are online dating, you should only be using it as a tool to meet and greet and then actually go and meet them for a coffee. So like, say for people that are single at this moment, if you are not available this weekend to meet someone for a coffee, I wouldn't be doing online dating today. So, there are ways that you can manage the burnout and there are ways to manage your online dating and your expectations. But for some people, they are spending hours, if not weeks, talking to people before they actually meet them for a coffee.
What about the pub? What about my mate fancies you?
I think that's the best way to meet. And I actually think as well, pubs that serve good Guinness specifically, because they're easier to talk and the music is more relaxed and, kind of like good pubs around Grafton Street and everything there, that you could just go in, have a chat away to people, get a little bit of a spark going. Like, we are known in Ireland for the gift of the gab, so get a little bit of spark going. But the thing is, what do you do then? For a lot of people, they don't have the confidence to ask somebody out. So what I would say to them...
Hang on a minute, have they not already asked them out if they're in the pub with them?
Oh, well, sorry, for a date.
Oh, as in, sorry, you're bumping into them in the pub. Gotcha. Okay.
But also to meet somebody, I think, would be a good way to meet them in the pub. So, what are you going to do? You're just going to say, oh, thanks, lovely to meet you, and walk away. Don't be missing any opportunities. What I would actually say is, oh, you're great fun. We should grab a coffee sometime. We should grab another drink sometime. So, what are you going to do? You need to be prepared out there. If you are in the market for finding love, what are you going to do if you meet good people out and about? Because look at the weather this week. You're going to be outside a lot more. For a lot of people, they are going to be in beer gardens. So you need to be prepared. Don't be wasting any opportunities.
Always be closing.
That's it. Exactly.
Mairead, thank you very much. Mairead Lochman, owner and founder, of Love HQ Matchmaking. 53106, if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.